When I was serving up in Starkville, I was at lunch one day, and I was wearing my collar, and strange things can happen to you when you wear a collar, not all of them good. But that day, someone saw my collar, and apparently it was someone I didn't know well, and they anonymously bought my lunch. I had no idea who had done it, and that anonymity helped me think at least the rest of that day. Every time I saw somebody, I thought, they might have been the one to buy my lunch. I even thought it about somebody I didn't really like very much, and thought, you know, they might have done this nice, generous, anonymous thing. No credit involved, just do something generous. That allowed me to project generosity onto people the rest of that day. It allowed me to see everybody in a better light because one person had sort of sneaked in and done something really generous for me. And I wonder, going forward, what would happen, what would change if I were able to project that generosity of spirit onto every person that I meet? Having experienced generosity from someone else, I probably should serve others that way and sort of anonymously do things to help other people. I could learn from those people who had given to me. I could learn to be expansive and accepting and forgiving and generous. As Christians, we are called to generosity of spirit, and we are called to it not to earn our salvation, but to thank God for our salvation. Matthew's gospel has Jesus telling his followers, "You received without payment, give without payment." That simple admonition teaches us what we are to do with our Christian life in the modern world. I also love that line in the gospel because it counteracts the bad theology that's out there and that is perpetrated upon us by many religious people. That bad theology is this: be good or God won't let you get to heaven. But if you project that theology out, then you say, well, we're saving ourselves then by our behavior. So then what is God's role? Not to mention that when we fail, as we all do, we would be exiled from the presence of God. So that cannot be the way it works. Or often we hear that we are saved by faith. Our Romans reading today says that we are justified by faith. And yet we stress about that because we think, I'm not sure I can sustain that. Sometimes I'm not too sure what I believe. So am I at risk at that point? No, because we are saved by faith, the faith of Jesus, not because we're able to sustain it ourselves. We are saved by the grace of God, not because of something we have done or will do. There is a phrase in today's psalm that calls that saving grace the cup of salvation. And Robert Alter, who is a scholar who has worked a great deal with the Psalms, has a different translation of that phrase. He calls it not the cup of salvation, but the cup of rescue. I love that. Cup of salvation sounds very churchy and very ethereal and unattainable, not really tangible, but cup of rescue sounds like something real and present. I'm in trouble here. Can somebody bring me the cup of rescue? That just feels like that means something in my everyday life. The psalm also asks, how shall I repay the Lord? This psalm, Psalm 116, is one that I have always thought of as my theme psalm, because it talks about having been saved from being entangled in the cords of death, and then how do I thank God for what happened to me, for the joy that I have in my life? And the answer is I go into the courts of the Lord and I celebrate part of that is I pass along the cup of rescue to other people. I'm saved by God. I'm rescued by God. And so I offer to the next person, even a person who would hurt me, this cup of rescue, this gift that has already been given freely to me. We offer it to others through our hospitality, our forgiveness, and our generosity of spirit. There's a place in Galatians where Paul lectures those people. The famous line is, "You foolish Galatians," because they kept thinking the things that they did earned them their place with God. And he tried to tell them, if you do that, you have just negated the power of the cross and the power of Christ. We are saved by the grace of God. And our knowledge of having been rescued prompts us to help God rescue others. We received without payment, and so we give without payment. So how do we live this life of gratitude? We give thanks constantly by seeing God in the other person and being generous with that person as a sign of our gratitude toward God. Because of what was done for us, we do that for someone else. And the baptismal covenant, which we will speak in a few moments, asks us to do this, to seek and serve Christ in all persons, to see God in everyone, to serve God in everyone. Our story of Abraham today has Abraham entertaining three strangers, and somehow this becomes an encounter directly with God. Who knows where we might encounter God if we were to be welcoming and generous with others as God has been to us? Who knows what we might experience if we share a cup of rescue with other people? Jesus tells us elsewhere in the Gospels that what we have done for the least of these, we have done for him. The least of these being, fill in the blank, the people in prison, the homeless, the poor, the people who have hurt us, the people of the other party. I mean, just fill in the blank. If people that you would measure as saying that they don't deserve it, fill in the blank with them and say, that's the person I'm going to serve. That's the person in whom I'm going to seek Christ. And I'm going to offer them, with God, the cup of rescue. We received without payment. And so we are called to give without payment. Our generosity is not the cause of our salvation. It is the effect of our salvation. Because of God, I can go through life without worrying about measuring up and earning a place with God. So how do I give thanks for that ability to let go of anxiety? I pass along the cup of rescue to everyone I meet in gratitude. Someone did something incredibly generous for me. I don't know how or why it happened, but I know that it did. And so my best response is to thank everyone. My best response is to thank God by passing along the cup of rescue. Amen. Amen.